This is WBAA Classical. I'm Greg Kustraba. Violinist and Lafayette native Jinty McTavish brings her string quartet Atlas for a performance on the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society series Sunday afternoon at 4 at St. John's Episcopal Church in downtown Lafayette. Jinty's on the phone to talk about the group and what they'll be performing. Thanks for spending some time with us.
Thanks for having me.
Tell us how Atlas got started.
We got started, I think, 3 years ago at this point. And we got our start because we all wanted to do something different. We were all playing in the Civic Orchestra of Chicago, and we were working with Yo-Yo Ma a lot. And he is such a big believer in doing so many different types of music, not just classical. He plays with bands. He does all this different stuff. And we kind of wanted to take that idea and run with it. And that's kind of how we got our start. We started our career on a cruise line, actually, representing Lincoln Center. And through that, really were able to develop our chops. We played close to 1,000 concerts now. So that's how we developed ourselves. And then following that, we started to write our own music. And now we tour on land.
How does one go from the Civic Orchestra of Chicago to even getting a gig with the Lincoln Center group that got you guys on the cruise ships?
There's a lot of young musicians going to do it. It's a wonderful program outside of school that you can go do. We went and auditioned in New York City. We had heard about it. And so we took the audition and were the first complete group that was accepted. Normally, they only accept just single musicians and they put them into a group to perform together. But we had a preformed group, and I think that made this experience even more special for us and also for our bosses, because we had a preformed sound and were able to really work hard at perfecting each of the pieces that we were given.
So when you were on the cruise ship, you played just classical music?
We played all different types of music. Lincoln Center curated a wonderful scope of programs. They were actually created by a friend of ours, Todd Reynolds, who's kind of one of our mentors. And he got a bunch of composers and friends of his from all over the place, like Broadway, film, TV, to put together world-class arrangements of music from classic rock to pop from today, tangos, Vivaldi. We had Rhapsody in Blue. We had just arrangements of everything. And I think that really attracted a much wider audience than if it had just been classical. We also gave full-fledged hour-long programs that were, you know, Brahms piano quintet and Schumann piano quintet. So we did our fair share of classical, but it was a nice little blend.
So when people came to see you, were they expecting pop songs? Were they expecting classical music? I'm just curious how it was billed.
They never really released the entire program, but they would have different names like All-American or Fresh Perspectives or something like that. So most of the people that would come to begin with were actually avid classical music listeners. But because our venue was open to the rest of the ship, people passing by would hear me playing the solo to Stairway to Heaven. We'd catch a couple people that way. So a lot of people who never would have listened to classical music came in just because they heard us playing these different tunes, and then decided to come to our Brahms piano quintet concert, which is quite a hefty work, and they loved it. And it was really exciting to be able to share things that way. And that really is another reason why we started Atlas, is because we wanted to build that bridge between people who had never heard a classical instrument before and never had really had the opportunity to appreciate classical music, but might be attracted by the fact that we were playing different types of music.
Now, building an audience is one thing. Building a career is something else. How have you been doing that in traveling, performing, social media? What's kind of your strategy for building your group so people outside of someone that may just happen to be on a cruise ship knows about you?
It's been a big learning process. In music school, they really don't teach you much about that. They just teach you about performing and playing. But Being in a string quartet is much like a small business. So a lot of studying has been done on marketing and video editing and how to best get your reach out to more people. And a big part of that today is social media. Now, there's some things that are not so great about social media, like, you know, sharing everything all the time. But social media has opened this new world for musicians. We don't need a record label anymore. We don't need to win the biggest competition in the world anymore to get noticed. We can use our own tools to directly reach our audiences and directly talk to them. And that's been really cool to explore. We each take our own little social media sphere. I handle Facebook and Rita the violist does Instagram and Sabrina the other violinist does email. And then Genevieve handles our Patreon and another new app that we're working on called Firework, which is really fun. A lot of time and energy, a lot of hours each day and each week go into planning posts to post on social media.
Now, let me ask about the album. You put an album out last year. Tell us a little bit about that. What's on it? What types of things are on it? And were you trying to get a kind of cohesive sound for this record? Or were you just doing lots of little things that you thought, boy, this is nice and this is nice, and then you just record a bunch of things that you think are nice?
Yeah, well, when we got off, it's so funny to say, but when we got off the ship, we all had this goal to put together a compilation of songs, because really when you're performing and you're touring anything, you have to have a CD or something to show people, to have them listen to get them to want to have you perform their establishment or elsewhere, or just for people to listen to and stumble across. So this album, we wrote all of the tracks in, I would say, a little under 2 months. And this was our first time ever writing completely for string quartet. So it was a big learning process. We came together, we learned all the tracks in 2 weeks. And I should add that we used looping and other effects pedals. We've got an octave pedal on our cellist for the very first time within these 2 weeks that we were learning. And so we recorded, I think, just a few weeks after that. So it was a lot thrown into one sphere of time. And normally, now that we have an album out, we like to take, you know, a few months to perform whatever we lay down. But it was really great to just sit in the studio and get down this compilation of songs. Our idea behind all of the music that we chose, we chose each track for a very specific reason, and most of it's because we liked the message of the song or we liked the artist. There's a lot of female artists featured, and yeah, so I wouldn't say it's like the most cohesive album, but I think the running line throughout it is just, it was music that we were passionate about, and we had put all types of different music into a playlist on Spotify, and we're listening through, like, what really is shouting out to us? What do we really want to feature in this album? And so that's, I would say, where we started, and then we kind of carved it down to, gosh, I don't even remember, 8 or 9 songs that are on the album now.
Now, you talked about getting people interested in having you perform and needing a CD for that. Where do you perform? Is it traditional concert venues like you're doing this Sunday in Lafayette? Or is it bars, restaurants? What kind of places do you play at these days?
Yeah, I mean, we are everywhere, I would say. We've done house concerts for just a few people. We've done bars and clubs. We've done colleges. That's a lot, actually, of what we've been doing lately. And concert halls as well, like chamber music societies. We've done a few of those. So it's kind of a smattering. Like, we will go wherever we get called. So we're very flexible on that. It's another thing that we were very passionate about, is not just confining ourselves to a concert hall or a classical hall, but being flexible and being up for anything, any kind of venue.
And you were just in Los Angeles, right, for a little tour? What kind of places did you play at there?
We were, yeah. So we did two house shows there. We also did two shows with a Call to Peace ensemble, and they had us in a few different venues, which were a little bit bigger. And we did a small, like, jazz club, which was really fun. And actually, for that, it was mostly a collaborative show with a friend of ours that does amazing arrangements for strings for pop songs. And so we did an entire show with a bunch of different artists playing music from their selections.
Yeah, a wide range of things. What are you going to be playing on Sunday at St. John's Episcopal Church?
We're going to be playing kind of, I would say, our standard program. We will be plugged in, which will be really fun. I think that will be a first for the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society. It'll be fun to do that. So we'll be playing a lot of the tracks off of our album. We'll also be playing a few other tracks as well. We've got some awesome Beatles arrangement. We got a John Lennon arrangement, Cyndi Lauper, just a big plethora. What we like to say is there's going to be something for everyone in it. There's just all kinds of genres of music.
Are you going to play your new single? I want to talk to you about that for a second. But first, let's hear just a little bit of it. This is called Perfect. It's a song by Ed Sheeran called Perfect, arranged by the Atlas Quartet. It just came out last week. What's the reception been to it?
We have been blown away. For the first time, I think, we got to submit our music for Spotify playlists, and we were so fortunate to have been selected. And so the reach that we've gotten on this song is far beyond what we had dreamed of. We just passed the 100,000 stream mark, which is just a dream for us. It's amazing to know that people are listening to our music and not skipping past it when they listen on their playlist.
I'm sorry, did you just say 100,000?
Yes.
Wow.
Passed 100,000 streams. We are rising. It's pretty crazy.
And I could hear from some of it, it's not just a standard, you've done a lot with it that's not just kind of note-for-note adaptation of it. Is that kind of the style that you're looking for? Is that kind of the Atlas sound, maybe?
Absolutely. We never want to just basically transcribe a tune. We always try to do something different with it. And in this case, actually, Sabrina, the violinist, was the one that arranged this. And she and her sister Genevieve, there's twins in our group, were driving in the car, and Genevieve noticed, hey, this actually sounds quite a lot like Amazing Grace. I wonder if that would fit with this. And mashing up is something that we do a lot of, because when you have a simple melody from a song, it works beautifully when you're singing lyrics. But for transferring that over to the string quartet, sometimes you need to create a little bit more complexity to create something that's interesting for the listener. And so we ended up, Sabrina ended up writing in Amazing Grace into the structure of the song. And the two melodies actually play over one another, and they really dovetail and complement each other in a beautiful way. And then the end of the piece actually is this beautiful, Amazing Grace movement where it kind of feels like everything stands still for a little bit. And my friend Ari Fisher wrote that little snippet for us. He is a great friend of mine from IU, fantastic film composer. And so we were really lucky to have that little snippet just to put the cherry on top of this arrangement.
Well, congratulations on the huge success of Perfect.
Thank you. Thanks so much.
We're so looking forward to having you here. Atlas will be in performance, part of the Tippecanoe Chamber Music Society concert Sunday afternoon at 4 o'clock at St. John's Episcopal Church in downtown Lafayette. Ticket information at tippecanoechambermusic.org. Jinty McTavish, thanks so much for talking with us.
Thank you so much for having me, Greg.